1, 2, 3, take 5.
Welcome to Take 5 with Dr. Don Sweeting, President of Reformed Theological Seminary in Orlando. This program is for those willing to take 5 minutes to develop a mind for truth and a heart for God. Here's Don.
I attended another funeral yesterday. This time it was a dear friend. I've attended hundreds of funerals in my life. Not that I have a special love for funerals or anything. My job required it. As a pastor, part of your work involves walking with people through sickness and death, and then officiating at funerals. Few other professions have such frequent exposure to death, unless you're an EMT or a mortician. Well, the truth is, most of us do our best to keep death at a distance. In the developed world, we've managed to banish death from our everyday lives. Dying is a private affair, hidden behind the closed doors of a hospital, the mortuary, and the funeral home. Nevertheless, the reality of death pokes at us from all sides, seeping into our thoughts, assaulting us as we read the news, or disrupting our own relational network with tragedy. Reading my Bible the other day, I came to Genesis chapter 5. The chapter is a kind of a table of deaths. It begins, "This is the written account of Adam's line," and then it lists names such as Adam, Seth, Enosh, Kenan, Mahalalel, Methuselah, and Lamech. But each short account ends with the same drumbeat-like refrain, "And then he died." For example, verse 5 reads, "Altogether Adam lived 930 years, and then he died." The early chapters of Genesis remind us that God's intention was that Adam and Eve would live and enjoy life in a garden-like paradise. But he gave them that one command, not to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, or they would surely die. And that's exactly what happened. The refrain, "and then he died," reminds us that God's word of warning came to pass. They disobeyed God. Their sin and rebellion resulted in death. And so death and sin spread gradually to all their descendants. Extraordinary lifespans shortened, inevitably narrowing down to 120 years. After Adam and Eve sinned, God banished them from the Garden of Eden so that they would not reach out and take from the tree of life and live forever in sin and rebellion against God. Death was a kind of severe mercy to limit sin's impact. And so, in the words of the New Testament, death reigned from Adam. Human biographies all end the same way. "And then he died," or "and then she died." A few years ago, there was a movie out called The Book Thief. The movie was about life in Germany during World War II. In the opening scene, death speaks to the audience as a narrator, as it hovers over this one particular town. Death says to the audience, "One small fact, you are going to die, despite every effort. No one lives forever. Sorry to be such a spoiler. You will meet me soon enough." In the movie, death is the final thing. It spreads as the bombs begin to fall, and in that movie, death has the final word. But that's not the case in the Bible. Even in Genesis 5, there is one man, Enoch, who is the exception. Verse 24 says, "Enoch walked with God. Then he was no more because God took him away." This is to remind us that in the unfolding story of Scripture, death does not have the final word. God does. And in the New Testament, specifically Acts 2:23, we learn that death's reign came to an end in Jesus Christ. Luke writes that after Jesus' death on the cross, God raised him from the dead, freeing him from the agony of death, because it was impossible for death to keep its hold on him. Death met its match in Jesus. Or in the words of Romans 5, "Because of one man's sin, Adam's, death reigned. But because of another man's righteousness, Christ's, grace reigns, leading to eternal life." And this is what makes funerals bearable for Christians, because death is not the final word. It no longer reigns. The sad refrain, "and then he died," has been broken decisively by the one who said, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die."
Thanks for taking 5 minutes today to develop your mind for truth and heart for God with Dr. Don Sweeting, President of RTS Orlando.